I'm in a special place with a special person as we bring in the longtime head coach of the Seton Catholic Sentinels girls basketball team. That is Karen Self. Karen, has it been 33 years?
Yep, we're in the middle of year 33.
That is nothing short of amazing. And Coach Self, as crazy as it sounds, the last time that I think you joined our show, I'm going to say in the formal capacity, I forget what year it was because, as you know, they all blend together. Veterans Memorial Coliseum, I feel you guys truly had just gotten off the bus and Jose somehow roped you into coming on and doing the interview even before you girls started practice. Like, your game time was like an hour from then. So thank you for joining us in a much more controlled setting. I get to see you here and there. Your seats are always in the, I guess it would be the north end zone when I come out for the football games. Yes. It's a quick wave. Great to talk to you. How's the season going?
It's actually going really well. I mean, we have a huge amount of younger, inexperienced players, and so we're sitting at 12-5 right now. And, you know, we lost a tough one, the Valley Christian, last night, but we are a very young, and not just young, but young and inexperienced team. So we're getting better every day, every game, and we feel really good about the progress the kids are making. So, yeah, I feel pretty good.
You've seen a lot, and I think the answer is obvious. Do you still have as much fun and enthusiasm today as you did in 1990? I can't do the math. Whatever year one was.
I started in 92, 93. 92, okay. And since I had no idea what I was doing, I think it's more fun now because okay. I can see, I have a little bit better vision of, like, where I want the team to go and what kind of progress, like, we need to make to be successful. And so back then I was just kind of like, I didn't know I was supposed to do a practice plan. I didn't know. I was just this young kid and they gave me a team and I was much closer in age to the players than I was to the parents. And so, gotcha. I mean, it was just every day was a new adventure.
We were speaking with John Harrison right before you joined us, and the one big thing that I love, and he of course loves, he had four daughters who went here. Seton Catholic is about family. Yeah. It really is. Generations of family. I would imagine, I think, and again, I can't really do the math, have you had the mother-daughter stuff
yes.
yet?
Yes.
Okay. However that came out, but yes.
So, you know, certainly, and that's actually a goal of mine, I think, but certainly we've had kids in camp that had come to our summer camp and then try it on for size. Their moms played for me. And then last year was the first time I actually had a girl on the team mom played for me. Her mom graduated in 1998 and she's a junior this year. And so she played varsity last year. She also does a lot of rodeo. She's really quite good at rodeo.
Interesting.
Her mom was also did a lot of rodeo and horse riding and stuff. So she's focusing a little bit more on that this year. But maybe we'll get her back out next year. She's, you know what I mean, she's a great kid. But that is a goal to coach. You know, I think it's funny because some of my players are like, especially recent grads, are like, you can't retire anytime soon. My daughter will. I'm like, you don't even have kids yet. And they're like, yeah, but when I do. And I'm like, how long do you think I'm going to do this?
We're speaking with Karen Self, the girls basketball coach, head coach at Seton Catholic. And Coach, I'll ask, what type of coach are you, meaning offense, defense? Obviously, your teams have to excel in both. I feel, at least from something I learned from John, you're more on the defensive side as a player. Has that transcended into coaching, or do you like to get up after it? All of that fun stuff.
I would argue that John's memory is a little flawed.
All right.
That, I was not known as a defensive player. I was a scoring point guard, and I feel like I was always, you know, I mean, for me, especially like when I played at ASU, I was not the quickest guard, but I always felt like I thought the game, and I could pick up tendencies of people. So I did actually lead the Pac-10 in steals one particular season. I don't think I was a terrible defender, but it was never my primary focus as a player. I was always very offensive minded.
Wow. Okay. And I'll even say maybe I misunderstood him, but it seemed like, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah.
But as far as coaching, no. All my focus is on, not all, but like, I focus very heavily on defense, team defense. We try and pride ourselves on holding opponents below their season average in pretty much every game that we play. Okay. We try and hold players below their season average. You know, obviously this year is a little bit harder because we have so many inexperienced players. So we sometimes get, you know, 75% of what we're hoping for from the team defense. And then sometimes it just kind of breaks down a little bit. But I love our progress. But, yeah, no, I'm very much we play man-to-man. We try and play tendencies. So if you have a flaw in your game that we can pick up, we are going to push you to that flaw. And then, we just try and be really there for each other, both on and off the court. And, I'm just really hanging our head on that.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Karen Self, the head girls basketball coach at Seton Catholic. And, Coach, as I look around, the amount of banners is, I'm going to say, uncountable. Not only for girls basketball, but for so many other sports. Was there a period? Well, let me ask you this. How many years was it until you won your first championship? Roughly.
Fifth year. Okay, we won our first state championship.
Did you think it would come as quick as it did?
When I started, I'm not even sure I could have told you the playoff structure. Like, okay. I mean, we were very, you know, they'd had new coaches like every year for several years. They'd had a really, really good coach. Larry Moore had been here in the 80s. And so when you look back at our history, you can see just a series of region championships and deep playoff runs when Larry Moore was coaching. But once he moved on, it was kind of a little chaotic, that just different coaches every year. And when I first started, the kids didn't care if I knew anything about basketball, if I'd ever played basketball. They just wanted to know, was I going to be back the next year?
Because that's big.
Yeah, and when my first year, we didn't have any seniors. And the juniors, they were like, yeah, cool, ASU, whatever. Like, are you going to be back for my senior year? That was the most important thing.
That's huge.
So in terms of, like, how long did I think it would take me to get to a state championship? No, I had no idea. Again, I was just flying by the seat of my pants most days. And so once we started to get a little bit stronger, we thought in 96 that we were going to have a good team and we could make a deep playoff run. We lost in the state championship to Alchese, but then the next year we won, and we won three in a row.
Wow, that is very impressive. We're speaking with Karen Self, head basketball coach for the Seton Catholic Sentinels girls basketball team, and coach, from what you've seen over time, how has the game changed? Because it has changed, whether it's the evolution of the shot clock, whether it's the size or the quickness of the girls. Just tell us kind of what you've seen and how you've had to adapt.
I think definitely the talent level is much better across the board.
Okay.
We always had like one or two kids in the state who are D1 caliber and that was always good. But now we have just so many more. We have so much more talent. There's so much more club basketball that goes on. I think to the detriment of sports, I think open enrollment is really terrible for high school sports. But it's the law in Arizona. There's nothing the AIA can do about that. Because it just creates a situation where you have a lot of teams that, you know, like what we like to say, the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a handful of teams that are the haves, and then there's a lot of teams that are the have-nots. And I think that is, you know, it's really hard to keep a homegrown kid in your district.
Sure.
It's very hard to do and keep kids playing at the high school that they're probably, you know, boundaried for and that they would normally go to if it weren't for sports. So I think that's been, like, awful for high school sports. But I think the talent level across the board is so much better. I think the coaching is better. I think the intensity and the pace of the game is fantastic. I don't think the shot clock necessarily changes the pace of the game for the really talented teams. I think it gives teams a chance on defense. If you're a really good defensive team, you can maybe get a shot clock violation here or there or get a rushed shot late in the clock. And it takes pretty much no talent to like work hard on defense, right? You
get
think the game, you work hard, you know what I mean? And so that can benefit those teams that maybe are trying to build or rebuild. And so I think the shot clock is great for the game. I mean, I once watched a state championship game where they started stalling in the third quarter up 8.
Oh, geez.
And so, I mean, that for me, you know, that I'm so glad we have the shot clock because it gives you a chance late in the game if you're down. And you can play, you know, like you don't have to just start fouling right away. You can you can play it out and see, you know, hey, can we get a stop here? And then, you know, and then maybe you got a shot. So I do love the shot clock. I played with the shot clock in high school. So it's so late to coming to Arizona because I'm from New York. And so we had a shot clock in high school. But there was very few states that had the shot clock back then. Yeah, I love it. And the pace and the talent level is so much higher now than it was when I started. So it's really fun to see.
Can you stick around for another segment? We got to go to break.
Sure.
Absolutely. We'll continue with Karen Self on 1580 The Fanatic. We are at Seton Catholic High School speaking with Karen Self. And, Coach, you are on the verge of breaking a record.
Yes.
How important is that record to you?
Wow. Okay. So,
it's a loaded question.
I ask you that because you are truly not about yourself, pun intended.
Yeah.
You have been about the girls. You've been about the sport, and the wins have been a byproduct. But at some point, you know what? The byproduct is all about you.
Yeah, so, I mean, in terms of, like, importance, like, obviously it's a big record, and it is very, very important. I won't lie. I've been sort of dreading this because I'm not one to seek outside attention, and with this record comes some outside attention. But I actually said to my husband yesterday, I think I'm actually looking forward to, we're going to have a little celebration when it happens, and I'm looking forward. I think I'll get a chance to visit with a bunch of alums and a big part of our community, I think, will turn out. And so that for me, you know, that kind of means everything because it's an opportunity for people to, you know, show their appreciation or, you know, their, you know, just their love for our community and for the sport and for the kids that we're coaching. And so that's going to feel really, really great. I will say, like, I do put a lot of pressure on myself. And so we really wanted that win last night at Valley Christian.
Sure.
You know, we just came up a little bit short. But, like, I do put a lot of pressure on myself. And so that can be a little hard to process when you're approaching a milestone like that. Like, I know when we hit 800, we played a really tough game against Notre Dame and we ended up winning the game, which was awesome. But I felt a lot of pressure because I don't want the kids to feel the pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to just be able to go out and play free and enjoy it and celebrate it and then just, like, move on, you know? So yes, it means a tremendous amount because Minor Webster is one of the most influential people especially my young career at Seton. He led us into their Thanksgiving tournament, which was all the top 5A teams, 4A teams in the state.
Wow.
And then, you know, I mean, he recognized that we had a good young team. And he actually said, do you want to play in our Thanksgiving tournament? And I was like, you're going to let us as a 2A program come? And he's like, you, yeah.
That's
you know,
good.
And
yeah.
He was so great. And he was just so giving and of his time, of his expertise. If I ever went to him and asked him a question, like, he was always just, like, so helpful. And so I think that's a person that you want to emulate and you want to be for young coaches that are out there and be like, hey, if you have questions, like, ask, let me know. I will help you in any way that I can. And I don't know that was the culture of high school sports back then.
Okay.
I think back then there was a lot of, like, I don't want to do club because I don't want my player to – I don't want to coach up a kid who I'm going to have to compete against during the season and make them better. Like, there was, like, this really weird mindset about it. And so he was just kind of, like, broke the mold of that and was like, yeah, come on, come and play and do great things. And, like, this will make your team better.
I'm glad you mentioned the club aspect. How has that developed or changed at all over the last, I don't know, let's say 10 years? Because the girls obviously are, and really all sports, they're well-rounded. That's great. They're playing, and obviously those who are going to excel are going to get on the court no matter what. They're going to keep themselves working, but club has seemingly brought a different dimension.
For a small school like us, it certainly helps because it develops your players. It is very necessary. It is very necessary for getting exposure to colleges and things like that. But also on the flip side, for a school like us, we struggle. We need multi-sport athletes to field as many teams as we have. And we just don't get the multi-sport kids anymore. It's very, very rare. We're blessed with Ezzie Lanigan. She's a state top swimmer, you know, like top 10 in the state in her events. She also she did swim and flag football at the same time this fall.
Wow.
And she's playing basketball and she throws the javelin for us. And so while she's doing club swim at the same time and she keeps her grades up. I mean, she's just like one of those great, amazing, well-rounded kids, you know? But for us, we need multi-sport athletes, and some of our best players over the years did multiple sports. And so sometimes you get a nice role player who can come in and give you great minutes on your team, whose primary sport, like last year we had Lexi Walper, who's playing college softball at Trinity in San Antonio.
Oh, wow.
And she came in and she gave us great minutes and was just a really nice role player for us. Like, you know, if she was devoted to basketball, obviously her athleticism could have, like, you know, she could have been a much stronger basketball player, but like, she's a great softball player and a great person and a great kid, you know? And so we love the kids that will, you know, kind of come and double up a little bit because, I mean, it's hard for them to do with their time, but club year round basketball and in all sports, like volleyball, basketball, all of it, it definitely hurts. I think the smaller schools who just don't have the numbers to draw from. So, you know, I mean, but I mean, our volleyball team is great. They had a great season, you know, football had a great season this year. So our baseball team is really strong. And so, I mean, there are really, really good pluses to it. But yeah, I mean, it definitely helps develop your players.
We have to get to your number one fan. And you mentioned him already, Rory. Yes. We're catching up with Karen Self, the head girls basketball coach here at Seton Catholic, now under 33rd year, two victories away from passing Minor Webster as the state's all-time winningest girls basketball coach, 832. That's the next number. Right, it's approaching. But Rory, you mentioned him, whether it's taking photographs, being there during games. Tell us all about Rory, because obviously in the Self household, Karen is the centerpiece, of course.
Not Rory. Not at home. yeah, no, my husband's incredible. Like, he's actually, he's a huge sports fan. And so that's probably why we hit it off so well. Wasn't particularly a basketball fan before he met me. Big hockey fan and just huge soccer fan, as I am. And so, you know, I kind of introduced him to basketball and taught him. He knows so much about basketball now that he didn't know back in the day. But yeah, I mean, he's always there for me, especially like after a tough loss, or he's there for me to kind of keep me grounded, like when I'm really nervous about a game coming up. And just, he's my absolute rock in terms of, like, he's where I go to first when I want to talk, you know, great sounding board for just like, I need to just maybe vent about my team or vent about practice or or maybe just celebrate and just listen to, like, I'm so proud of this kid. I'm so proud of that kid. And, you know, I mean, he just kind of is so steady and he just, you know, just listens and he gives me sage advice when I need it to help me calm down. I'm very, very, if you want to say typical redhead, like very fiery, very fiery. But, you know, he's just there, just a steady presence of just wisdom that I could not have survived this without. In the early days, it was my boyfriend is going to come to the game. I remember I think it was my first year. He was like, you know, if they could just make a bounce pass. And I'm like, I'm trying. And he's like, well, I'm going to try something. So he tells the girls, I will buy you a case of Gatorade if you will just make 20 bounce passes in the game or 25 or something like that. And of course, you know, I'm young. My job doesn't pay me very much. I'm thinking a case of Gatorade, that's so expensive. You cannot do that, you know? And he's like, I've got it. It's fine. But of course, my smarty pants kids got out there, and then they, you know, we were winning the game late, so they just start making bounce passes to each other, you know, like make 10 really fast bounce passes. They're like, we're getting Gatorade, you know. But I mean, just he's always just been there, you know, that's to cool. kind of like support, and, you know, and he's just been a really big fan of our team. So, and he does all our photography. He does great, amazing sports photography. And so our kids get all these free pictures. They don't have to pay anything. They just get it all for free. And he's a really good photographer.
We're catching up with Karen Self, the head coach of the Seton Catholic Sentinels girls basketball team. Coach, you do a lot for the school. Of course, what you do on the court speaks for itself. Matter of fact, when we walked in, you were helping tidy up the gym. I mean, that says a lot. In addition to that, are you still teaching here at the school as well? Just take us into a day of Karen Self, if you could. A non-game day, practice day.
Yeah, no, I teach AP Macroeconomics, I teach Intro to Macroeconomics, and I teach a class called College Math. As a small school, you got to wear many hats. I learned very early on from my amazing friend Michael Eubanks that the job description at the very end, right before you sign your name, says, "and all other duties deemed necessary."
Yes.
And
yes,
that is kind of, that is the Seton way. It is the Seton culture. We all do it. It's not just me. Everybody here does that. And if you are not a person that says, like, how can I help? How can I pitch in? How can I make your job easier? You probably don't last here because we aren't, I mean, I think a lot of people are like, oh, it's private school, but like, we don't get any public school funding. We don't get any government funding. So everything here is thrown together with heart and love and whatever we can make work. And so and yes, the tuition is very expensive because we don't get any funding. But we are all in this together. Mm-hmm. And so I came in and Jim was like, "How can I help?" Our athletic director, Jim Shoebridge. Mm-hmm. I was sweeping and I was going to mop, and he said, "How can I help?" And I said, "Well,
I'm gonna
mop."
And that impressed me, just the fact that the AD is asking you.
Yeah, I mean, Jim is fantastic.
He is. I've gotten to know him a little bit. And yeah, he's really great.
And he's our track coach too. I mean, this is a place where it's all hands on deck, kind of all the time. And so it was a late game last night. It was a big crowd. Jim cleaned up most of the bleachers before he left, but there was some shenanigans after the game, and so he had to deal with that. And so I came in this morning, and I just said, okay, well, I mean, I got to get the gym ready for practice. And so we just cleaned up, and he had done most of the bleachers. I did the student section for us, and we got the bleachers put away and the baskets down. The gym swept and mopped. And, you know, I mean, that's just an ordinary average day for us. You know, and like when we have mass in here in the morning, it's like, hey, all hands on deck, students stay, teachers stay, clean up the chairs, get the gym turned around and ready for the PE classes in the next hour. And, yeah, I mean, it's just that's how we roll around here.
You guys roll very, very well. I'll ask you, and then we do have to continue on. Girls basketball, women's basketball, just even past the high school level, how fun is it for you to sit back and, whether it was last year this time watching Caitlin Clark go nuts, whether it was she and Angel Reese battling in the WNBA and then all of the game is elevated major, major way. How cool, how fun is that for you to sit back and know that you're part of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's bigger hands at work there, but
there are, but yeah. you're a major
yeah, I mean,
part of it.
I think it's amazing to me that I walked in the gym a couple weeks ago before practice, and there were some boys in here shooting around, and a kid did a step back three and yelled, "Caitlin Clark," and he launches a three. Now he does not shoot it as well as Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Let me tell you. But yeah, it's we're, you know, as a sport, we're getting the TV coverage, we're getting the press coverage, we're getting, you know, a spotlight on the sport. I think the new unrivaled 3-on-3 league that's starting here, and they're going to have them all down in Miami for the first season. I think that's fantastic. I think anything we can do to have a big spotlight on our sport is amazing, and it gets young kids energized. I coached a little YMCA team this fall, 7th and 8th grade girls, because we had some Seton little siblings that are coming
cool
up. So I coached in that, and it's a junior Mercury league, and just seeing the passion and the numbers coming out to play, I mean, they had to turn kids away. They just didn't have enough spots to field as many young ladies that wanted to play. And, you know, camp numbers are up. And I just think it's across the board. People are saying this is a viable product and it's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And if you're not watching it, you know, I love those shirts that say everybody watches women's sports. Like, it's true. Women's soccer, women's volleyball. I mean, the big 90,000 game Nebraska.
Oh, the volleyball game.
Yeah, the volleyball game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is, You know, and I think – I almost think, like, Charlie Turnathorn is, like, way ahead of her – of the times. She hosted an outdoor game with them in Tennessee years ago.
At Chase Field. Yeah, I remember that.
Probably Bank One Ballpark at the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean –
I remember I was living in New York, in Brooklyn back then. Yeah. I hadn't even moved out here yet.
Yeah, and, like, what vision, you know, to see, like, what this is and the product that we can put out there. And, like, I hate to refer to it as a product, especially at the high school level. But, like, people need to recognize that there are great personalities, there's great stories out there, there's great basketball out there. Mm-hmm. And when we televise that and we put those games out there, people have an opportunity to watch, and it's just catching fire. It's absolutely spreading. So I'm thrilled to even be a little part of it.
And we are thrilled to have had this time with you. We really sincerely appreciate you stepping away from practice. You got to observe practice. So we didn't pull you away completely, but we wish you so much. We will. I know I'll be back in a couple weeks to make sure that the celebration goes well. I'm looking forward to seeing all of that. So awesome. We're with you, Coach Self. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.